This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. All year long, each week in synagogue, the Jewish people read the Torah, beginning with the first chapter of Genesis through the final chapter of Deuteronomy. Here's Fellowship President Yael Eckstein.
This week, we read the Torah portion, Kedoshim, which means holy, beginning with the commandment to be holy in Leviticus 19. But what does it truly mean to be holy in the Bible's eyes? And how can we achieve true holiness? Some people define holiness as being separated from the material world in order to be totally immersed in the spiritual realm, spending hours each day in meditation and seclusion. But we can still find spiritual holiness in our physical world, as the Bible shows us. Each day, Jewish people recite the prayer, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole world is filled with His glory." According to this prayer, God is both holy and fills the world. God is both part of the material world and holy, both at the same time. So our holiness certainly doesn't depend on us being separate from the physical world. Real holiness is about remaining spiritual while also being part of the material world. We become holy by dedicating everything we do here in the physical realm to God's purposes.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca.